Welcome to Jumpstart Your Career podcast. If you're ready to switch gears and master an effective strategy for your career journey, you are in the right place. You don't have to struggle in your job interviews alone. You can use this podcast as a roadmap to navigate the roadblocks. This is a place where you can develop a new strategy, the self-confidence and skill to put yourself in the driving seat of your job interview. Your career journey is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, career coach. Let's get started on today's episode. Hi everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of Jumpstart Your Career podcast, where we dive deep into the world of job interviews, careers and professional growth. I'm your host, Sandra Laws. I'm a careers coach from Purple Transitions Personal Growth, and I specialise in helping individuals land job offers and discover careers they truly love. With my strategic support, I empower individuals to navigate the job market with confidence and showcasing their unique skills to secure rewarding job opportunities. I'd like to give a special shout out to all the new subscribers and a massive shout out to our amazing, loyal and supportive subscribers, and a warm welcome to all the new listeners who are joining us for the first time. Our podcast is attracting more and more listeners. The podcast is reaching a global audience of 104 countries. I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform so you'll be notified of new episodes. I'd like to thank you all so much for supporting the podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to explore 5 essential steps that you can take so that you're better prepared and equipped to answer interview questions and present yourself as the best candidate for the position. Before I dive into today's topic, I'm really excited to announce our upcoming release of the Interview Answer Roadmap. Are you tired of feeling unprepared or unsure of yourself during a job interview? Our Interview Answer Roadmap is your ultimate guide. It's packed with valuable tools, strategies to help you shine during every stage of the interview process. I'd like to invite you to join our waitlist today for early bird offers for the upcoming release of the roadmap. And inside, you'll find strategic preparation, confidence boosters, and tips on how to navigate tricky interview questions, and I've put the link to the waitlist in the show notes of this episode. Okay, let's get started on exploring the winning strategies for interview preparation. Now, number one, plan your journey to the interview location. If you plan your route to the interview location, you'll save time and stress. Check out the location of the interview and you can arrange a practice run to the interview address so you'll know exactly where the employer's offices are located. I mean, I remember getting lost at one interview and I couldn't find the building for the interview. Fortunately, I wasn't late, but I arrived at the interview building really flustered and stressed. So aim to arrive at the interview location about 10 to 15 minutes early. It'll give you time to calm your nerves and prepare mentally for the interview. And also don't forget, once you receive the interview invitation, confirm your interview with the employer. You can email them or ring them. Step number 2, read the job description and the personal specification. It's really important to do this because once you read the job description and the personal specification, these are the starting points to draft your answers for your practice interview sessions. The job description summarizes the context of the role and the main duties, while the personal specification is focused on the selection criteria. The skills and abilities, relevant experience, knowledge, training and education. When you read the job specification and the job description, you'll gain a really deep understanding of the core duties of the role, and you can use some of the key words from the job description and the job specification to frame your answers. Step number three, identify common interview questions. Familiarise yourself with common interview questions that are related to your field, your sector, and the specific job role. In episode 36, I shared the answers to five common interview questions. You can draft your own example questions and answers from the job description and anticipate common interview questions. You can do some research on common interview questions that are related to your field and the specific role. You can practice answering these questions and focus on the STAR method, situation, task, action and result, to structure your answers effectively. Step number four, practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. Rehearse your answers out loud to refine your delivery and ensure that you're very clear when you're responding to these practice questions. You can also practice your answers by recording your answers into your voice recorder on your phone. You can also consider practice interviews with a friend, family member, or a mentor, and they'll be able to give you some honest feedback. I've developed a comprehensive competency interview answers practice kit, which is aimed at sharpening your interview skills. This practice kit consists of a workbook designed to provide structure to your answers. There's also exercises, along with a 30-minute practice interview session. And I've put the link to this kit in the show notes. And number five, prepare questions to ask the interviewer. It's really important to ask questions in a job interview to find out if the job is a right fit for you and whether the organisation is one where you'd like to work. Remember, the interview process is a two-way exchange. It's a selling and a buying opportunity. I'm going to share some typical questions that you could ask the interviewer. One is, how has the vacancy come about? Could you tell me about the typical day-to-day responsibilities for the role? Could you tell me about the priorities for the first 6 months in the role? By asking questions, you will demonstrate that you're interested and you're enthusiastic about the position. And finally, if you follow these key steps and invest time in thorough preparation, you'll be better equipped to answer interview questions effectively and present yourself as a perfect candidate for the position. Before we wrap up, don't miss out on the opportunity to elevate your interview game. I'd like to invite you to join our waitlist for the early bird offers for the upcoming release of our interview answer roadmap. And I'll put the link in the show notes for the waitlist. Or you can head over to our website, purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast today. Jumpstart Your Career podcast is attracting a global audience across 104 countries. And I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast and leave a review on your favourite podcast platform. Please share your favourite episodes with your friends, family and colleagues who might benefit from our content. And lastly, if you have any questions, drop me an email. My email address is sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. The best of luck to any of you who have an interview coming up. Until next time, stay committed to your job search and career goals. Take care and keep listening. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. A quote by Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. My mission is to help you if you are at the crossroads in your career or you have an interview coming up. You can email me at sandra at purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk.